This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Fox Nomad, Arnold Pollat. This is a bonus episode for the week. I've got two of those coming out this week, so a lot of content for you. And of course, our great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got great episodes. I'm excited about those. But today, I have been noticing there are just so many great Black Friday deals. It's one of the best discounts, I think, best years for discounts I've seen in the last, I think, since COVID. So the last 5 years or so. A couple of things that I'd like to just recommend for you or the traveler in your life and some things you can get. But first, the Fox Nomad store, everything is 20% off until a week from today. So you can just go to the Fox Nomad store, enter in the code podcast. All you got to do is write in the word podcast. You'll get 20% off everything in the store. We've got new beanies, Drill Mate beanies, new designs for a lot of the shirts, some different materials. I think you're really going to like some vintage looks, all that stuff. So, you know, check out the Fox Nomad store. That's shop.foxnomad.com. Also, while we're telling you where to go visit, make sure that you check out the Fox Nomad YouTube channel, doing some interesting things. Got a lot of content coming up and I'm really excited for the direction the channel is going in and some of the videos that I have been filming and lined up. There's a lot of good stuff. And I'm looking forward to the coming year and what's coming up. But this is not an end of the year podcast, okay? We're going to have one of those, but we're not there yet. So today, let's talk about some of the gifts that you could buy for the traveler in your life. We're going to sort of work our way up the budget. I think, you know, you can buy some stocking stuffers like a USB blocker. So these are small little caps that go onto the end of a USB cable, whether it's USB-C or a USB-3, which is like the bulkier, the rectangular USB port. And what these data blockers do is it blocks one of the data cables in the USB wire. And what that is good for is when you're at an airport, for example, and you just plug in your phone into a charger using a charging cable, there's something called juice jacking where a malicious hacker can change that port or maybe put something on the port. So you plug in your phone, you unlock it, you're using your phone, it's charging, but also there's a data connection there and your data is being stolen off the phone. It is something that is possible. Happens at airports, it's possible at cafes and those kind of things. So getting some of these USB-C blockers, also if you're listening to the episode, I'm going to link all this stuff down in the show notes so you can find it. But one of these USB blockers, they're very inexpensive. They're about the size of like a US quarter or a 1 euro coin. They're not very big. They go onto the charging cable, nice little stocking stuffer, not very expensive. Something that I use when I'm charging and I don't necessarily trust the port that I'm plugging into. So something you can get. Another thing in the lower end of the budget is a split cable. I like to call these cable octopuses. I think they are fantastic. They're so versatile. The one I'm using now, nothing fancy. It's Yuong. Uyong. Yeah, that's how you say it. Uyong. basically one end gets plugged into a power source, like a, you know, like the wall outlet or your laptop or a charging brick or a, you know, any kind of charger. And then on the other end, you've got a lightning cable for iPhones. You've got a micro USB for plugging in things that use that port. You've got a regular USB and you've got USB-C. So essentially with one cable, you get three different outlets and endings, and you can use that. It's really, really versatile. They're not very big. I'm surprised more people don't use them. So if you or you know somebody who has like four cables for everything, you can just get one of them, one of these, and then they don't have to carry all the cables. They're really inexpensive. You can get two for like $15 or something like that. They do sell them at airports for like $40, but you can just get the ones that are linked in the show notes. Very, very useful. All different kind of lengths. You can get ones that are super long, super short, different endings. You can get one with like three USB-Cs on it or like two micro USBs and all that. It's really a useful gift. It's something I use quite often. I cannot just use a single cable. I mean, I can, and I do carry them, but I mainly use this one, okay? And I could probably get rid of some of the extra cables now that we're talking about it. So I definitely recommend that on the lower end of the scale. Another gift that's useful that is kind of, you know, in that like $10, $20 budget range are some decoy credit cards. I really like these. So if you've seen my videos on pickpocketing, you know this is something I like to use. So in some places around the world, you might want to carry your cash or you may want to carry a decoy wallet. And you don't want to just have an empty wallet, right? So if you get mugged or pickpocketed, and somebody demands your wallet, what you can do is you can buy these decoy credit cards. So it's basically a it looks like a credit card, but it's fake. And it comes with like a library card and a gym card. So you can stuff a fake wallet with these things while you have your cash and your real credit cards in another pocket or another part of your person. They're very effective. They look very real. I have, whenever I post them in a video on YouTube, somebody invariably writes me and says, hey, I hope you... You know, I hope you don't mind, but I gotta let you know that you posted your credit card and I would just want to make sure that you take the video down so nobody steals numbers, you know, anything like that. And I'm like, nope, don't worry. It's a decoy. It's fake. So I think they're really fun for travelers. I think they're useful as well. I do use them when I travel. So what I'll do is like in one pocket, I may have like, you know, a small amount of cash and a couple of decoy cards. And then in maybe like, you know, in my other pocket or maybe in my bag, I'll have my actual things. You know, I'll just keep them separate. And in a lot of places, it's useful. So decoy credit card, one of the kind of the more fun items. I don't know if it's like something you'll use all the time, but it's just kind of fun to have around. They also make decoy wallets you can use to fill up with decoy credit cards. And they do make decoy cash as well. So if you want to go all on board with decoys, you can definitely do that. All right, so as we move up in the budget, a couple of other things. Speaking of cards, I just reviewed the Ridge Tracker card. Now, if you haven't seen that video yet, make sure you head over to YouTube, Vox Nomad, you'll find it. It's basically an AirTag for your wallet. It is about the size of a thick credit card. So it's just like a millimeter thicker than a credit card, but essentially a credit card size and weight, and it ties into the Find My network. So if you're using an iPhone or any Apple device, you'll be able to see where your wallet is. You just put this in your wallet like any other card, and then you can track it. And the way it works is it uses Find My, so it is pinging anonymously and continuously all the Apple devices around it, whoever's Apple devices that happens to be. That's how the Find My network kind of works. The Ridge Tracker card, it's about $45 for one, or you can get three, I think, for $119, I think now it's on sale. Really, really useful for both just your own wallet to make sure you don't lose it, or your purse, or somebody who's continually losing their wallet. It's a really good gift. Ties in, like I said, works like an AirTag. It's missing one feature that an AirTag has, which is the visual tracking that you get when you're within 30 feet, but you can play a sound from the card. And basically, if you lose your wallet at home, you can ping it and you can see, you know, where it is, and you can also hear a sound. And if you're out and about and you drop your wallet or someone makes off with it, basically if your wallet leaves your vicinity like an AirTag, it will give you a notification on your phone, say, hey, this item is no longer with you, here's where it is now. Really useful. One of my favorite gadgets of the year is the tracker, the Ridge tracker card. Those run about $45 for one. I think they make a great gift for any traveler or just any person, because I have an AirTag in pretty much everything, in my luggage, my bags, my camera bags. I'm like way too many AirTags. I use them all the time and I want one in my wallet. I want one to be able to use in my wallet, and AirTags just are those little puck sizes. Ridge has come along and made something that is basically an AirTag missing one feature. It is rechargeable. You use a wireless charger to charge them up. The battery lasts 5 months and you can just recharge it. So, while we're talking about Ridge, we might as well mention their portable charger bank, which I think is a really good charging bank. It's $99. It's got a wireless charging pad on it. It has two cables built in, one USB-C and one Lightning. I would have liked it if it was two USB-Cs, but you get two cables built in and then you can plug in another cable into it. And then if you need to wirelessly charge your phone, it has MagSafe, so it will just boop, magnet on there. You can also charge your Ridge tracking card. And then if you get one of these cable splitters, which I mentioned earlier, you can charge a whole bunch of your devices. And what's crazy is it has enough wattage to charge a laptop. Now, you won't be able to charge your laptop full, most likely, but when you're in a pinch and you really, really need some power, it can pretty much handle a laptop even. It's 10,000 milliamp hours, which is good enough for two iPhone charges from 0 to 100%. To give you an idea, very, very good charger. It has some drawbacks, but I like it. And with many of these items, I've done a full review on it. So make sure to check that out if you have any other questions. AirTags, which I mentioned, they are also on sale. If you don't have an AirTag in your luggage, 100%, you need one. Even if you're an Android user, I think it's worth having. Chances are someone in your family, someone in your life has an Apple device that will let you track that AirTag. It's important. I think there's no better feeling than getting on a plane and then opening my phone and seeing that my luggage is actually on the plane. Or then getting to a destination and going, I wonder how long I'm going to wait at for my luggage at baggage pickup, right? And then I can just see it on the AirTag. I don't even need, I can go to the bathroom, maybe I can get a drink. I have all this time now because I know my bag is either really far away and the handlers haven't brought it to the carousel yet, or it's going to be there right away. And if I can't find it, you know, if they take all the bags out, you know, like sometimes they do in some airports and it's just littered around, I can find it with my phone. I can have a little arrow pointing me right to where it is and how far away it is. So AirTags, super useful. They are on sale. Let's see what else we got on my list here. So we're going to move up a little bit in budget. If you're looking for a slim wallet, Ridge does make them, although my go-to is the Trove Slim Wallet. I think they have their soft wallet, which I really like. So it's not hard metal like the Ridge, and you can customize it in a million different ways. You can use carbon fiber, you can get it with leather, you can get it with reflex material, you can get it with a pull tab, you can put basically any picture on the front that you want that's laser printed on there. Really, really high quality. I went to the factory a few years ago, saw how they were made a video about that. Trove wallet, they run, I think they are like $50 or so. Great gift for someone. And once you go slim wallet, trust me, listen, it's gonna, you know, if you're just one of those people like, no, I can't, just try it for a week and then go back to your old wallet and tell me it doesn't feel like you're carrying a brick in your pocket. There you go. So yeah, so check out the Trove slim wallet. Really a big fan of those. I think for cameras, I would say, and I've just done a review on this, the video is not out yet, but basically if there were one camera you could carry with you anywhere in the world, you've only got one camera, and I'd say in addition to your, let's say you either can use your phone or you can use another kind of camera, right? it's going to be the Insta360 X4 Air. Basically, the Insta360, the way the cameras work is it's got two lenses on both sides and records everything all at once. And then in the edit and using the app, you can kind of pick what you want displayed, what you want in the video. It has a mode where it can act as a dash cam for a car. It has time lapse. It can take pictures. It can use only one lens. It has so many different options. The microphones are amazing. So if you're recording audio, I think it is fantastic. The quality, image quality is just much improved over the X3. Now, when the X4 and the X5 came out, they're great cameras, but they're a lot bigger physically. And so now this X4 Air is kind of the sweet spot in their entire lineup. It is $399. It's on sale now for $299 for Black Friday. It is, I think, the best all-around single camera that you could carry anywhere. It pretty much does everything. You can get shots that look like a drone with the selfie stick. You can get GoPro-like shots. You can get shots that are like out of your phone. Time lapse. There's a lot of stuff you can do with the app. So if there were one camera to get, I think it's that. And I think in the Insta360 lineup, it's the X4 Air because it's small again. And that's super important. Portability is super important. Something most travelers value. So one of my favorite camera releases of the year. One of my favorite backpacks of general is the Air Travel Pack 2 or the Air Travel Pack 3. I like them both for different reasons. They're very similar in style. One is a little bit newer and a little bit different where the straps are. I think either one of those, they are also on sale. They run about $199 right now. Extremely durable bags. I have been using mine for years. It is sort of like the futuristic backpack. So it's like if you were to have a backpack that was like, I don't want to say Star Trek backpack, okay? Because to me, that's going to be something like the Peak Design backpacks. That's more Star Trek. It is maybe more like Star Wars, where it's more functional. It does look great, but it's more like your rugged backpack that's also like techie and does cool stuff and has pockets and is very versatile. So that's my backpack of choice to go with. Again, I think for some of these things, they're going to be very personal. So make sure you check with the person if you're buying this as a gift, if that's the backpack they want. For most travelers, backpack is a very personal decision. Same thing with wallet for just most people in general. Camera might also be the same, but I'd say definitely backpack and wallet. So just maybe even if you're trying to do a surprise, just kind of run it by them and see maybe you're on the right track or not. Definitely something to take a look at. As far as other last few items, things I have reviewed, some of my favorites this year that are on big sale, I'm going to go with some Garmin watches. I really like the Garmin 165. If you want a fitness watch that basically does it all, I think it's the best option in Garmin's lineup. Then you move up to something like the 570. But for somebody who travels, and a review is coming up about this, is somebody who travels, either they just travel for work, or they just, you know, or they run and if they run and travel, the 970 is an absolute must-buy watch because it has maps built in and it has a couple of cool features. So you can set like a reference point. So if you're going for a run in an unfamiliar city, it will take all of the Garmin users pretty much everywhere and build you, like, let's say you want to run a 5K in the city. It will give you a map of the best places to run based on people's feedback, where other users run. All that data is shared. So it can basically tell you, all right, here's your 5K route or here's your 10K route in this city that you're unfamiliar with. Or it can give you the option, like I said, to reference points. So if you want to, let's say, go for your own run and mark down where your hotel is in the app on the watch, you can do that. So that way you can run back to it. It will give you directions on your wrist. Of course, you can do that on your phone too. But when you're running, it's much easier to use your wrist. Also, if you cycle, or if you rent bikes anywhere in the world, or even scooters, you can use the maps to get turn-by-turn directions to the place you're going, it all works on your watch itself. So like when you're riding your bike, if you have your phone out, it can be dangerous. But if your watch is buzzing, saying left and right, it's easier to just glance at your wrist and then use them for turn-by-turn directions. If the person or you doesn't necessarily run, but they travel a lot, then I think the Fenix 8, which is on sale now for $899, that's a couple hundred dollars off, and $100 more than the 970, you might want to take a look at that. It's kind of got a bulkier, more rugged professional look. I would just go with the 970 in general because it's lighter and thinner. But if you want something that's more mature looking, I'd say it's just more like, hey, I'm a pretty awesome watch. I do everything and a little bit more than the 970. And I'm a little bit thicker too. That's kind of how I would describe it. But yeah, for somebody who travels, again, 970. Smartwatches are personal sort of devices and choices as well. So again, this is the kind of gift. If it's not for you, run it by the person that you're buying for just to make sure it's something they want and they're going to use. Or if they have their eye on some other device, maybe it's another Garmin or Apple Watch or whatever, just, you know, ask them. So that way you don't get something that they don't end up using. So there you go. That is my gift guide for this Black Friday. The podcast is going out like very soon after I record this. I will link to everything that I've mentioned here in the show notes. So if you want to buy anything, just click those links and it will take you to the sales. I also am disclosing I will get a small commission out of that, but it doesn't cost you anything extra. You still get the lowest price possible, but then I get a small percentage, which is really nice. Helps support the show. And speaking of, thank you all very much for listening and supporting the podcast. I hope you get some great gifts for yourself and make the most out of this Black Friday. And of course, wherever you're listening to the Fox Nomad podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and a couple of kind words about the show. Helps us get the word out. It is really important because podcasts are not very easily searchable, at least not the audio version. So make sure you do that. And then if you have any questions on any of the things that you've heard or listened to, head over to YouTube and Fox Nomad and you can find out more there. Thanks very, very much for listening. Have a great holiday and I'll talk to you in the next episode.